And welcome back to another episode of Gecko W Smart. I'm not smart, but you're already here. So, today we are going to be talking about my second favorite kaiju. Now, this kaiju is pretty cool, not gonna lie. She's sparkly and moth-like. Yep, we're talking about the Mothra, the goddess. Now, Mothra is the queen of all kaiju and stuff. Not only is she extremely powerful, but surprisingly, she's also for her size and the way she looks, even the way her name sounds. You think that she's a lightweight sort of kaiju. Yeah, well, you're about to see for yourself the wrath of Mothra. Now, Mothra is a giant moth goddess, as I've said before. And she is one of the only kaiju that was able to team up with Godzilla. Now, if you know a bit about Mothra, you know the way she sacrificed herself to help Godzilla reach his thermonuclear state, which was very cool and very sad. But anyway, now, unlike most kaiju, Mothra was always good. I don't know why I stayed quiet for like that moment, but yeah. So she's always been on the good side. She was never really evil. Never destroyed stuff. Probably destroyed a few temples in one of her old states. I don't know. Yeah, the answer. But yeah, now let's get into our geography. Yeah, basically her stats. Now, she is a whopping 197 feet long, or 60 meters long. I don't know about you, but that's pretty long. Yes, it's not even her height, it's her length, because she's a moth. Yeah, so you can't really do her height, she's more lengthy. Like, would you really go up to a snake and say, "This snake is 0.3 inches tall"? No. Could do like it's 30 feet long or something, I don't know. But anyway, now let's talk about her weight and her wingspan. Yes, we're gonna actually do wingspan and go into small details about her. Yeah. So, she has a wingspan of 820 feet. Now, this will explain her oncoming weight, okay? Mothra is extremely surprising 20,000 tons. That is heavy. Why would you need to be that heavy? Why are kaiju huge? Like, it's confusing, you know? Yeah, pretty strange. Now, this is not gonna be the longest episode. Surprisingly, for the last one, yes. But let's talk about two of her abilities. Now, first of all, with that 820-foot wingspan, that means if like she was to flap her wings just with force towards something, it would create hurricane winds. that would be able to disappear it, literally everything in front of it. Yes, that was a Harry Potter reference. If you noticed that, good for you. You probably didn't, but yeah. Anyway, let's talk about her second ability, which is some sort of poisonous powder of some sort. And it's pretty effective. Like, and it comes off her wings. They're like scales. They're just scales. It's not really like a powder. More like her scales and stuff. 410 feet of wings flapping, creating hurricane winds and poisonous scales. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. She's really, really strong. But sadly, that about concludes our little chat. Very one-sided chat. And I will see you guys next season. This was Gecko W. Smart. Goodbye.